Hello, I'm David Harper with the BBC News. The Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison has delivered an emotional national apology to victims of child sexual abuse. Mr. Morrison told Parliament in Canberra that the Australian state had failed to protect victims from decades of what he called evil, dark crimes in institutions including schools, churches and charities, as well as in family homes.
Why were the cries of children and parents ignored? Why was our system of justice blind to injustice? Why has it taken so long to act? Why were other things more important than this, the care of innocent children? Why didn't we believe? Today we dare to ask these questions and finally acknowledge and confront the lost screams of our children.
His apology was one recommendation of a royal commission that investigated institutional child abuse in Australia. Saudi Arabia says King Salman and Crown Prince Mohammed have made a telephone call to the son of the murdered journalist Jamal Khashoggi to offer their condolences. It comes 2 days after the Saudis reversed their policy of denial to admit Mr. Khashoggi was killed inside their consulate in Istanbul 3 weeks ago. The Saudi Foreign Minister Adil Al-Jubeir had this message on Twitter.
This is a terrible tragedy. Our condolences go out to them. We feel their pain, and I wish this didn't happen, and I wish that this could have been avoided. Unfortunately, a huge and grave mistake was made, and I assure them that those responsible will be held accountable for this.
President Trump says full efforts are being made to stop what he called the onslaught of illegal aliens in connection to the 2,000 Honduran migrants marching towards the United States. On Sunday, they walked for 7 hours before arriving in the Mexican city of Tapachula. Alim Makbul is with them.
A lot of people kept on telling me, you know, it's been 8 days on the road, but they are determined now more than ever to make it to the U.S. border. What they meet there is a different matter. Donald Trump has already, having put pressure on Mexico, he said even if these migrants get to the southern border, it will be closed to them. But a lot of them know that they are legally entitled to claim asylum if they do get there. And that's what these many hundreds of people that we've seen just today are telling us they're going to do.
BBC News.